Hi, everybody. Well, we're here for podcast number 3. And today I'm interviewing Darmin to get his reflections. Do you want to say hi?
Fourth line personality. No. First line, just ask what you want to know.
Well, that actually leads to what I want to know. What is your experience of living in a 1-3 profile vehicle?
I have come to appreciate the resiliency of this third line body. I'm almost every moment just amazed that I'm still alive given all the stuff that has gone on. And, you know, I really appreciate this possibility, this ride. I mean, I have bumped into a lot of things in this life, and not all of the things that I have bumped into have been enjoyable, but I'm here, you know? It's like, how bad could it have been? And that's kind of what I appreciate, that, you know, life doesn't really say, you know, this is good for you, this is bad for you. It's really up to you to, you know, if you have a third line body, it's up to you to discover what life has for you to experience. And these last 15 years, it's been marvelous, the experience that I've had, even though, you know, my health hasn't been great, but it's been sufficient to keep me here and to continue to, you know, see what life brings. Now, living with a first line mind, well, you probably could talk more about that than me. But what I do know is that is absolutely the life that I live prior to human design. I mean, yeah, not only did I know everything, but nobody could tell me anything, especially about anything that I knew. And I would tell people constantly what I did. It was like, okay, you know, this is who I am. This is what you're going to get. And what I've come to understand is that, well, it's not who I am. I'm not this authority. I'm not this voice that knows all. But what I realize is that what this mind has enabled is me to really build step by step my mechanics and to really get what that living, those mechanics, what it brings. And for me, what it brings is, you know, this constant amazement of how life just, it carries us. We have nothing to do with it. It's not our doing. And that for me is like, wow. When I awoke to that, yeah, it changed a lot.
So the 1-3 profile, you know, the keynotes most often used are investigation or investigator for the first line and martyr for the third line. Could you talk a little about those keynotes and your experience?
Well, you know, I think I kind of talked about that first line keynote because authority is built on investigation. It's built on the building of that foundation.
And for you, that was the investigation and the mechanics.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The third line body, okay, you know for yourself. If we get into a discussion, and for me, I feel a bond is being broken, then, you know, bathwater, baby, everything gets thrown out. So this third line experience for me has been, it's like, okay, yes, I understand that bonds are important to me. But what I've come to absolutely recognize is that the only bond that matters is the one that I have with me. And so, you know, given that experience, it's very little anybody can do that's going to break my bond with me. Even though you can come close. You know, you are... You're very good at testing that bond. But, you know, it's like, in my hubris, you know, I, and mechanically, the 1-3 is the only true personal destiny. All of the others have an aspect that is either transpersonal or personal destiny, every single other one of them. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, okay, I got to be true to me. Because that's really all that I'm here to experience, you know. And yeah, that gets in the way sometimes of, you know, you getting some of the stuff you'd like. And, you know, but we, you know, we see one of the things that I really appreciate about this relationship that you and I have is that I'm at the beginning of personal destiny. You're at the end. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's like there's just this great balance because I really get to see what it would be like if I were more transpersonal. Mm-hmm. You know, if there was any aspect of me that was transpersonal, I really get to see, okay. And I really get to appreciate this experience that I'm having, this body's 3, this brain's, its little gas 1, you know. But it really enables me, and you know, to be grounded. Mm. It is the 1 thing that I absolutely, you know, if there's anything I'm going to identify with, that's what I identify with. I identify with being grounded. I am solidly in this body. I am solidly in this third line experience. And what I get to learn about life comes through this first line, wanting to investigate those things that have some interests that, you know, this third line body bumps into that. Oh, okay, check that out.
So earlier you were talking about how before human design, you were closely identified with your first line mind. This, I mean, basically what you're pointing to is that you're more comfortable with, or maybe more grounded in the third line body experience, than maybe you were prior to human design.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I beat the hell out of this body. I had no concern about this body. My mind said this is what life is going to be. And, you know, I had grown up getting all kinds of outer authorities telling me this is what your life is. This is, you know, growing up in the 40s and 50s, you know, being a black kid growing up in New York City, whether it was in Harlem with my grandparents or the Bronx, Brooklyn, you know, Staten Island I lived on for a while, Queens. It's all of my beginnings had to do with listening to what people said about who I was and who I should be and, yeah, how I should go about living this life. And, you know, with this first line mind, taking all that stuff in, I built my own story. Mm-hmm. I said, well, you know, I'm looking. I don't see that story benefiting you all that much. So maybe not. Mm-hmm. But absolutely. I mean, it was my life was mentally driven. There was nothing about honoring the body. Clearly, I mean, you know, it's like the health that I'm experiencing now is a direct result of the non-recognition that it's the body that lives the life. Because my mind had my body doing a lot of things.
So this emphasis shift between identification with the personality versus the recognition, as you say, that the body lives the life. Can you identify a tipping point for that?
Yeah, my reading was wrong. It's really so clear to me. I mean, and it's, you know, clear. And I say that because that for me is what I experience, clarity. When he gave me my reading, it was like, yeah. And from that point on, I went to build my mechanics so that I could experience this journey the way I'm built to experience this journey. And I had to discover how I'm built. So, you know, but that was the point. I mean, you know it. It's like we were struggling. I mean, we've been struggling for a while. We've had some great experiences and great times, but there was always that never anything.
Nothing flowed. Yeah.
Nothing flowed. Everything was a struggle. And, you know, once I had my reading, a few months later, I was off to do my investigation, and we recognized we had to be on our own. And see, that's, for me, that's what I really appreciate. And that is the one bond that I still have with you. And that was that we were going to spend whatever time we had together being supportive and available for each other's growth in whatever directions and however that came about. Mm-hmm. And that bond still sticks. I mean, you know, and for me, that's the bond that I have with myself is that, you know, you and I, we are on this journey together, and we're going to go wherever this journey takes us. Mm-hmm. And it's not really up to us to make that decision about, okay, well, journey should go this way. You know, it's like
been there, done that.
What life shows up is what. But now it's like, you know, it's like whatever life brings, I've got my navigation ground. Mm-hmm. I know what's correct for me in terms of moving with whatever life brings.
You recognize what that resistance feels like because you lived it so deeply. Instantly. And now you know when there's not that resistance.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Anything else you want to say on this profile experience?
Well, okay, I mean, you know me in profile. Mechanically, what I have learned is that my personality is the way in which I observe this life and express what I've observed when I'm asked. That's all my personality is. It doesn't decide for me where I go, how I go, when I go, why I go, none of that. And that was a journey. That was a journey. Yeah, because I mean, you know, for almost 60 years, I had been really closely identified with the boss, so with the one who knew everything, told everybody everything that they should be doing and how they should be doing it.
And I would add that your first line profile is built on the 41st gate and the 31st gate. So that authoritarian, yeah.
No, my first line is built on the 27 and the 28.
Well, that's your third line.
That's my first line personality. My first line personality is the 27 one, the 28 one.
I've got it backwards.
Yeah.
My dyslexia. I love my dyslexia.
Your dyslexia. You get me backwards a lot, woman. but you know, see, that's also part of it.
Yeah.
You know, recognizing what that personality is built upon.
Uh-huh.
It's been really important to me. You know, because since now I understand that it's my outer authority that others can benefit from, then I begin to see, okay, so that 27-1, that selfishness, mm-hmm. is not about me.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk to people, what I get so clearly is how whatever it is that I'm sharing, I'm telling them they got to be selfish about it, because this life is theirs.
Yeah.
So that 27 guides that outer authority in terms of my expression of what I've learned about life, as opposed to me being selfish. You know, it's like, no energy and I'm going to be selfish. Let me see. How is that going to work? How is that going to, So, yeah, and it is the 27th and 28th last week.
I don't have your chart in front of me. Clearly, I'm, but you
do. Yeah, and I don't know yours either. Because what the hell do we need to be looking at? You know, these excursions are quite delightful.
Enough for today?
Enough for me. Is it enough for you?
Uh-huh.